Welcome to Tech Mobility Topics.
Auto Index was created in 2013 by Frank Dubois, a professor in the Information Technology and Analytics Department at Washington, D.C.'s American University's Cogod School of Business. The vehicles are ranked on their U.S. and Canadian content published by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, that's NHTSA. Let me start with a disclaimer. You notice I said U.S. and Canadian content, and I didn't say Mexican content because right now the law does not require the disclosure of that content made in Mexico. And that law I'm talking about is the American Automotive Labeling Act. It's not collected, but they do collect information on U.S. and Canada. A little bit in the weeds. The reason why, not just the United States, is the automakers, when that law went into effect in 1994, screamed and hollered that their supply chains were so intertwined between Canada, United States, and Mexico that it was literally impossible to identify by car line every little item. So they got a little sliding room. So it may even be better to say the Made in North America Auto Index, but I digress. The ranking. Vehicles are ranked on 7 criteria, including the manufacturer's profit margin, labor, location of research and development, inventory and capital, engine, transmission, body, and chassis. Dubois said that the goal was to calculate the, quote, total domestic content of the vehicles sold in the United States for consumers who are inclined to purchase American-made cars. And as I said earlier, Mexican data is not included because the American Automotive Labeling Act does not mandate those disclosures. So what does it mean? Yeah, the government puts out Made in America numbers, but it does not include all this information. Also, every Mulroney sticker, which is the new vehicle sticker in the window of vehicles, new vehicles that are sold in the United States, are only required to have the following information. The percent of U.S.-Canadian content exclusive. The engine and transmission, what country it's made in. The location of assembly, that's final assembly of where the vehicle is actually put together and rolls out of the plant. And the source of the engine and transmission. That's it. That's all it requires. And that's certainly a good start, but the Cogod index goes further with these 7 criteria. And I wanted to start there. And there's another little quirk that they're going to correct next year, but I'm going to get into the numbers first, and then we can circle back around there. In the top 10 rankings, there are 26 vehicles. And no, my math is not bad. There's a number of vehicles that tie in position. For example, there's 2 tied for number 1. Both are Teslas. Model 3 long range, Model Y long range. That makes sense because Model Y is based on a Model 3. In second place, again, Tesla, Model 3 Performance, Model Y. In third and fourth place, Jeep Cherokee Altitude Lux 2.4 liter, and it owns that all by itself. But in fourth place is the Cherokee Latitude 4x4, Tesla Model S, Tesla Model X, Honda Passport all-wheel drive, which is made final assembly in Lincoln, Alabama, Honda Passport Trail Sport, also in that same plant, and number 5, which these two Hondas are number 5, plus Volkswagen's ID4 Pro S rear-wheel drive with the 82 kilowatt-hour electric battery. Reason is, they moved that production to Chattanooga last year. That's just the top 5. There's one Lincoln, the Corsair, another Honda, the Odyssey, Acura MDX, Ford, you'll like this, the Mustang, but not just any Mustang, the Mustang GT. Corvette Stingray, Camaro, which is now out of production, 1LS Coupe Turbo, the Honda Ridgeline, more Hondas and Acuras, one Toyota in 9th place, Camry SE all-wheel drive, and believe it or not, one Cadillac. Of all the Cadillacs, the Cadillac Lyriq makes the top 10 list in the number 10 slot. And a newcomer, the Lucid Air, which is built in Arizona, also top 10. And that kind of rounds out all 26. I don't know if it matters to you. In the state I live in Iowa, we like doing business with each other. We like doing business with Iowans. And for all the talk about Made in America, how many of you actually read the sticker on the window when you're looking at a vehicle? Does it matter where the engine and transmission are manufactured? Does it matter where the vehicle is made? Does it matter the level of content for America? And I'm asking, I'm not judging. The information is there. And this particular survey goes deeper. Cars.com has one too, but it doesn't go as deep as this one because they look at everything and they go into detail. Let me bounce this off you. You may be wondering, what automaker has the highest amount of total domestic content when you're looking at between 2015 and 2023? Right now, again, number one as a company, Tesla, and it's 81%. Second place after that would actually be Honda at 67%, and that correlates with the vehicles that I just mentioned. In third place, General Motors, and they actually slipped from 66% in 2015 to 58%, but it's still good enough to get them in third place. Fourth place, Stellantis, 56% now, used to be 60. And then Ford went from 65% domestic content to 52%. Now, how does that happen? A lot of times, it's trim levels, it's actual components in the vehicle. You could still, you're not moving these necessarily between factories, but how, what components you put in the vehicle and where you source that, those materials, those parts, where they come from, could very easy sweep this around and turn it around. The one major change that this survey will be making is they saw some inequities relative to where the EV components were sourced relative to the gasoline versions. And they're going to be making changes to the thing next year so they can more accurately track that. And we'll see if Tesla is able to keep their number one ranking of American made or made in America. But yes, this is certainly worth looking at. It's called the COGOD School, the COGOD Made in America Auto Index for 2023. It is very inclusive. I didn't even go into all the others because it lists a lot. I mean, it goes down to the top 100. And it's worth you looking at if made in America is an issue for you when it comes to your vehicle. Take a look at the survey and draw your own conclusions. And then we'll go from there. But I just wanted to equip this because we talk about this every year. And this year is no exception. Yep, total domestic content. It's a thing. That brings us to the end of this visit. Be sure to join me again next time right here. You have been listening to the Tech Mobility Show.
The Tech Mobility Show is a copywritten production of Tech Mobility Productions, Incorporated. Any rebroadcast, retransmission, or any other use is prohibited without the written consent of Tech Mobility Productions, Incorporated.
For those of you that listen to podcasts, we have just the one for you. Hi, I'm Ken Chester. Tech Mobility Topics is a podcast where I upload topic-specific videos each week. Shorter than a full show, these bite-sized programs are just the thing, particularly if you're interested in a particular topic covered on the weekly radio show. From Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and many podcast platforms in between, we got you covered. Just enter Tech Mobility Topics in the search bar wherever you listen to podcasts. Social media. It's the place to be, and we're no exception. Hi, I'm Ken Chester, host of the Tech Mobility Show. Several times a week, I post to TikTok several of the topics that I cover on my weekly radio show. It's another way to keep up on mobility, technology, news, and information. I've built quite a library of short videos for your viewing pleasure, so be sure to watch, like, and subscribe. That's the Tech Mobility Show on TikTok. Check it out. To learn more about the Tech Mobility Show, start by visiting our website. Hi, I'm Ken Chester, host of the Tech Mobility Show. The website is a treasure trove of information about me and the show, as well as where to find it on the radio across the country. Keep up with the happenings at the Tech Mobility Show by visiting techmobility.show. That's techmobility.show. You can also drop us a line at talk@techmobility.show. Do you listen to podcasts? Seems that most people do. Hi, I'm Ken Chester, host of the Tech Mobility Show. If you've missed any of our weekly episodes on the radio, our podcast is a great way to listen. You can find the Tech Mobility Podcast just about anywhere you can enjoy podcasts. Be sure to follow us from Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and many platforms in between. We are there. Just enter the Tech Mobility Podcast in the search bar wherever you listen to podcasts.